Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we wobble on with researcher Tori Bergman. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says it doesn't get much better than snow angels in April, it's Michael Feldman.
The man who what? What? Okay. I'm fine. A little disorganized here. Well, you know, each week at this time we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. We usually receive them and can't believe it. But I didn't have a chance to go through it and see if that's any good. Let's try this. To all staff. Some of you may have noticed or heard about the dog park activity that took place in our backyard property earlier today. The woman involved with this activity is a resident at the suite apartments located on the northwest side of our property. Although she was very belligerent to our staff, the GM for the suites apartment was very apologetic and promised to remedy the situation. Please let me know if you see this individual again, since she has defiantly stated that she'll be back every day and do whatever she wants to on our property. I can't wait to meet her. Oh, this is a series. That's just one. So this is a three-parter. To all staff, please be advised that we've taken your suggestion and made it a reality. We have upgraded the plastic utensils in all our kitchens and cafe. We have received a number of requests to look into this since it was suggested that with our current plasticware, it was, quote, difficult to cut Jell-O. And I must admit, that was almost a true statement. We hope you'll find this change to be helpful. Thank you for your suggestion. Now, this is one of these persons who thinks they're a memo master. You can tell, right? It's reeks of memo master. Because there's one more here. This all comes in one memo, though. Please be advised that the cold temperature have caused some of nature's furry critters to seek shelter and food inside our building. We have had a mouse sighting on the first floor and have already taken the appropriate measures to alleviate the problem. We're blinding all the staff. So they won't. No. We would like to ask staff to eliminate open food items that are stored any place other than the refrigerators. Mice are resilient and can get into drawers. Now, that's the wrong word. You always want to send these back and circle them and say WW. Resourceful, not resilient. I mean, they bounce back. I'm sure they bounce back if you drop them. Mice are resilient and can get into drawers, cabinets, and onto desks and countertops. If you must store food in your office or cubicle, please use Tupperware-type containers. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. Okay, there you have it. Thank you for those memos and memolettes. Oh, wait a minute. There's the next page.
Is that done?
Oh, there's another one. Yeah. P.S. Just wanted to let everyone know that we have suspended our squirrel catch and remove efforts. We have caught 3 squirrels and once again feel that this action should curtail the automobile nesting antics. Now, there is a phrase. You know, he's a phrase maker. You got to give that to him or her. We also caught an opossum who was allegedly working with the squirrel gang in this diabolical plot. That verges on literature. Please let me know if you observe any other critters climbing up into our cars. That's it for real. This person deserves an Emmy or an Oscar or a Pulitzer. Very nice. Okay. Very nice. And where can they send any communications they want to send us, Sarah?
Well, if they want to send them digitally, they can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
You say digitally. Do you mean
digitally,
like using their digits?
Yes. Yeah. Typing. Type digits.
Do the people still say typing?
I think so,
there is
yeah.
No type.
Typing is easier to say than keyboarding. I'm keyboarding.
Technically it is,
sounds like you
it?
Could hurt yourself doing that.
Yeah.
Keyboarding.
And even like a young person today would say, I'm typing a memo.
Yeah,
you don't type a memo, though,
I
do
don't
you?
Think young people use the term memo. Speaking
I'm
for young people.
I'm typing a memo on my phone, my cellular device. Isn't that what young people would say?
No, I don't think so.
You know, my daughter communicates entirely in Snapchats.
What is a Snapchat?
With her boyfriend. I think I mentioned this last. It's still astounding to me because I started to do it now. Is Snapchat is where you take a picture of yourself doing something stupid, making a stupid face or something like that, and then you get to put a caption on it, and you can send it to the person on Snapchat, but it only lasts for 5 seconds. And then it's supposedly, you know, but you can take a screenshot. You know, that's the fly in the ointment. It's supposed to disappear after that. So theoretically, people think they can do anything, mm-hmm. send it to them, and then it will disappear, but wrong.
You can still run for president.
No, yeah, not anymore. Not anymore. Think about it. If you thought about it, don't think about it anymore.
Okay.